I called them, and she says, I won't be able to get anybody out. They're all filled up. She says, but they'll come out Monday and pick it up. I had an old rug and some pillows and some newspapers. And I usually put my newspapers in paper bags. So I had about 6 or 8 bags of newspapers. And Monday they didn't come, so I called and they said that they were all booked up. There was no way they could pick them up. So he said Friday. No, he said Saturday. So yesterday I called. I said, well, you think they'll be out Saturday? He says, well, wait. He says, let me check and see. And he says, well, you hold on a minute longer? He said, I said, okay. And he went and checked. He says, you know, he says, there is no notice of them picking up anything from you. So he said, the best I can do is to have them come out Wednesday and pick it up. And he says, all I can say is that I'm sorry they neglected to mark it down, you know. So, honey, I've got all that paper out in the shed, and there are some other things that really... I was talking to my son this morning. I said, oh, I said, if you could bring some of that junk down to your friend, I said, I've got some junk here that you can take.
Say if a room was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Clean it up and get rid of some of this stuff.
Okay. What would you sweep with?
A broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
Behind the door. Usually I keep my... as it is now, I keep my broom, I always turn my broom upside down, and it's on the side of the refrigerator. We have a space between the wall and the refrigerator. I keep it back in there. Because we don't have what they call a broom locker, you know, and because sometimes they have these built-in things that's just big enough for a broom and a mop and that, you know, and all of your cleaning utensils and all.
What would you use, say, to get little hairs and things like this out of the...
A vacuum cleaner.
Huh?
A vacuum cleaner.
Any other name for that? What do you call the part inside the vacuum cleaner that actually collects the dust?
Well, what they have, they usually put these little bags, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I don't know what they call those bags, because I know we have a machine that it's, you put these bags in there, you know. But some of them have just little sacks that you just clean out.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, because the bags are made out of paper and the sack is cloth, usually, you know. Some kind of a heavy material.
What do you call the thing that flour used to come in?
You mean baking flour?
Yeah.
Cooking, you know.
Yeah.
For food. Well, honey, we always got it in a bag. It comes already in packaged in a bag.
Paper?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see them made out of cloth?
Yes, They used to. Now, whether they still do that, I don't think. But they used to make it out of some kind of I would have called it a cheesecloth-like, but it was heavier than a cheesecloth. But it was, whether it was coated or not, I don't know. But I know they used to put flour in bags like that.
Mm-hmm. You'd call those bags?
Mm-hmm.
What did potatoes used to come in? You know, that rough brown cloth? What did you call that? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Feed? Yeah, if you bought feed for animals?
I don't know what you call that.
Did you ever hear of
sacks? We used to call them sacks.
What kind of sacks?
Sackcloth, you know, because